Is that it?
Barely.
Can't you there? Okay. Yes, we'd like to acknowledge, I suppose, first of all, that the lady looks after us in the evenings. Every time we come to a meeting here, Jean Dickinson, is retiring on Friday. So we'd like to show our appreciation of the service that Jean has provided over the years. I think I have that. They're having a bun worry on Friday morning. Yes, I said a lot as well. So I think Terry happened to mention if he's about, the buns are always worried. That's a bit of a delayed reaction, that one. It was him that said it. Yes. Okay. Okay. We have been asked to congratulate Sean O'Callaghan on her recent All Ireland boxing title from Cross and Glen. So it's doing well. And with us another sporting, I'm just not sure whether I have the name of the girl. We have a lady in Saintfield who's involved in the over 50s Ireland hockey team that had some success as well.
Ashley Murphy, Super Bridge, also in the Irish. And physiotherapist, Rushing Murphy.
And Rushing Murphy from Silver Bridge is a physio. Yes, sorry, I did see that on the thing. I'll get her name. Julie Shaw was a lady from Saintfield. Okay. We've had a busy month this month with our festivals, our giant festivals getting underway with the Skiffies. Sorry, Glenn, you can't hear at the back. So our first of our giant festivals took place with the Skiffies down at Stryford Lock, and despite the weather being inclement on Saturday and we're having to call off the racing, we've got the racing all completed on the Sunday, and good things finished off for about 7:30 that evening, so it was a good day. And then of course we had the footsteps in the forest at Slieve Gullion this weekend as well, which went well. Also, it's been a busy time across the district for some of our other festivals. Unfortunately, the GIJ succumbed to the weather, but we have the Soma Festival in Castlewellan, followed by the Ulster Fla, which brought great numbers to Castlewellan as well. So we also had a run our successful Chairman's Be Active Cup, which worked out a wee bit awkward for me as my two local sides were involved in the final, and we can offer congratulations to the Hunts Olympic in winning, condolences to Drummond S. Mills for getting defeated in the penalty shootout at the end of it. So we'll get into the meeting then. So the action.
Sorry. I think it would be useful for us to acknowledge Harold McKee's son Thomas. Past my living, Harold was a former councillor. I know the chief executive and some of our councillors also attend the house as part of the wake. So I certainly think it would be fitting that we do send our condolences to the family.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was remiss of me to miss that. Okay, so we'll move on to the action sheet. And over. Oh, sorry, Jonathan.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for letting me in on the totally different
subject. I forgot about Fiddler's Green. Well, as well.
Sure. I think it would be remiss of me, and thanks for indulging me here before you start the meeting. As a council, I think we should be acknowledging and recognising the achievements of one of our own, Catherine McGrath, a young singer-songwriter from Strever, who within the past 2 weeks launched her debut album in HMV in Belfast, Chair. This young lady, Chair, when she finished her A-levels at 18 years of age, got on a plane to London because somebody seen her on YouTube or one of those social media outlets. And in a short space of time, she bagged herself a recording contract with Warner Bros. Now, I know as people could say, well, sure, the district's full of recording artists, and there's absolutely no doubt about that, sure. But the people within the industry, sure, I can say with great pride, as a neighbour and a friend of the family, they expect this girl to be a worldwide superstar at the same level of another artist by the name of Taylor Swift. So I think we have to acknowledge that. It's a source of pride for us all, sure, and I hope that would be accepted in the chamber here and recognised as such. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor. I will be having a civic reception later on in the year, which will also be acknowledging the 30th anniversary of the four of us in the music industry. So it maybe would be fitting that we include Catherine in that and have our emerging talent mixed with those in the twilight of their careers.
Chairman, in terms of the action sheet, all actions are either actioned or underway.
Any declarations of interest, Chairman? You want to take that up?
Oh, sorry. Is there any declarations of interest?
Okay. So, Chairman, I'm happy to take any questions on the action sheet.
Henry.
Chairman, it was just on the special meeting about roads. Whenever we last had the people here from DFI, Victoria Hardy got tore into them. Made them look like an idiot. And you know what? They're doing all the work in South Armagh and we're getting nothing. German, I'm not exaggerating. It's a case of now, Terry, is this all right? What way do you want this done? And we're getting absolutely nothing. And this roads repair fund, especially the recovery fund for the roads, we're not seeing any of it. We're getting the Rooney Road done, but we need to put a bit of pressure on road service to shore out the funding equally. Just because, and we were nice to them. We were nice to the guy.
I think Terry was as well. Thank you.
This page is one by one for accuracy, and there's not a nice one that's coming.
Okay, so for the minutes of council meeting held on the 2nd of July, for accuracy, so with page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Proposer and seconder. Councillor Stokes and Councillor Burgess. Anything arising? Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I just want to get clarification on when the information on the tourism events funding is going to be circulated to members. I can request that we have the information in advance of the ERT meeting this month.
Yeah. I think that's going to be done, yeah, Chairman.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Got everything? Yeah. Okay. So then we'll move on to the special meeting of the 25th of June. Again, for accuracy, so page 1, 2, 3, that's it. So, proposer and seconder for that. Councillor Burgess, Councillor Craig. I think that is arising. And we have the minutes of the audit committee held on the 5th of July. We go through them for accuracy. Page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so proposed Councillor Ryan, seconded by Councillor Burns. Then we have correspondence received from the Department of Communities, re-benefit sanctions.
Chairman, just in terms of response, in terms of for the information there, when the Lords changed the requirement, when the welfare bill was introduced, the bill was examined and found to be compatible with human rights. So, Chairman, that's the new policy, including the allocation of issue of rules, be a matter for incoming ministers.
Okay. And then we have an invitation for the Lusitania Museum to dedication ceremony to unveil the Lusitania Davit.
Yeah, Chairman, maybe just for members, I know some members will be well aware of this. The council agreed to transfer the davit from the Lusitania to the Lusitania Museum, Old Head Signal House, Signal Tower Heritage Limited. They now have erected it, and the invitation has gone out to myself, the current chairman, the previous chairman, and the Mourns councillors to go down to the dedication ceremony held on the 24th of August at 6 o'clock to unveil the Lusitania davit. Again, Chairman, we have checked out in terms of there's the cost of travel, but also in terms of we've checked out some hotels, ranging from £124 to £142. Members would be aware that that's peak season, so that's the cost of it. So just to get agreement, you know, that those members identified can attend. Remind those that invited that we could confirm to member services maybe in the next couple of days, Eileen, certainly before the end of the week, just so we can get the bookings for the room, because as you would be aware, these rooms go very quickly.
Okay. I have correspondence received from Gary City and Strabane District Council via a PIP motion.
Chairman, again, this is seeking the council to support the campaign.
Chair? Yeah, Councillor Andrews.
Thanks so much, Chair. I know on previous occasions we've had motions in this council chamber in relation to PIPs. You know, and looking at the correspondence, again, this motion underlines how draconian, punitive, and it highlights the detrimental effect that the PIPs has had on so many in our society, being penalised by Tory cuts. I do propose that this council does affirm its support and show its solidarity with those in our society who have been left high and dry and on the breadline as a result of PIPs. It definitely underlines and it does show that PIPs is not working, and we do call for an immediate review of PIPs, which again is a draconian Tory measure. So I'd like to propose that we do support this motion in principle and do whatever we can to highlight the message loud and clear.
Okay, do we have a seconder for that?
Chairperson.
Councillor Woggs. Councillor Henry.
Chairperson, I did indicate that I wanted to support that motion also, but I wish to append also the issue of mental health recovery units not supporting PIP applicants with appropriate letters of support. They're still writing their letters in the way that DLA required it to indicate someone was either sick or not sick, whereas PIP required an entirely different format for their letters. Now, I've raised this with the Southeastern health folk, and I think if we could append on concerns over mental health patients not getting appropriate letters of support from mental health recovery units, it would be very useful, because large numbers of mental health patients have been turned down for PIP.
Can I take on board then?
Yeah, Chair. Yeah. Members agree with that? Yeah.
Yeah, the mayor, all the members agree? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you. And then with correspondence again received from Derry City and Strabane District Council, re medical cannabis motion.
Do you want to read that first? Do you want to read it? No, it's okay.
Okay, Councillor Walker.
Chair, I make a proposal we support this. Over the last number of months, you have seen the debacle over Billy Caldwell, who's mentioned here, and that. Our party doesn't have a problem with it, providing it's administered properly through the health agencies and that, because we've all seen within a day, 2 days of this being withdrawn from Billy Caldwell, he was rushed to hospital seriously ill. That young child could have died because he was being refused his medication, which was cannabis. You know, that's why I think this council should be supporting this and support Derry and Strabane Council. So I make that a formal proposal.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Walker. Do you have someone second that? Councillor Mora. Okay, everybody in agreement?
Yep.
Okay. And we have a notice of motion received from Councillor Savage and Stokes. Guy, if you want to enter, just say.
yeah, the motion now.
The motion reads that this
Wait,
council...
Hold on, Al. Sorry. We're going to send this motion to RTS.
Sorry.
As it's a relevant committee that will look after that. If that's okay. So if you want to read it out...
Yeah. Chair, the motion reads that this council assembles a task force to include all relevant bodies to improve the condition of the Clanry River in Newry City. And this task force explore all options in the short and long term, including the provision of a weir. In the short term, that this council will work with all agencies to coordinate an immediate clean up of this river. Chair, and Chair, as someone who spent Saturday afternoon on the banks of both the canal and the river cleaning up, I can tell you it's well needed. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I saw the results of that, and it was good work in bringing the community together for that. And then, Megan, you want to second that?
Yes, Chair. I'm probably enough to second the motion, Chair.
Thank you. Okay. I have noticed a motion received from Councillor McMurray.
Like I said, I'm lucky enough that my commute to work encompasses both the Tullymore and Donald Forest as well as White Plains, so I was able to watch it firsthand, the response from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service throughout the week. I met plenty of men and women who took the call early in the morning to attend the Hill Fire in the early hours and were still there as I was passing my way to work. They're much too bashful and humble at workforce to seek out any praise, so I think it's only fitting proper to publicly acknowledge this district, this area's gratitude towards them. It was a reflection of the public's gratitude. It wasn't long before there were Facebook appeals and to run supplies up and down the hill, and similarly on the way back down the hill, complimentary ice creams, coffee and pints waiting from the Newcastle. Also the Irish Air Corps, which aided the effort to contain the spread of the fire. I didn't get to see that operation as close, but I did get a wave from the winchman when I was eating the sandwiches at the end of the pier. And again, also as well, there's also plenty of on-scene helpers that lent a hand to the operation. I know that Mourne Heritage Trust made available their resources and their knowledge to hand, so thanks must be passed on to them. And I'm sure there are other whose help went unaccounted for, so to them, thank you. This is a definite near miss for the likes of for Tony Moore. Without the Irish Air Corps, we may have lost the forest, but without Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue, we would have lost the forest. And I suppose the biggest unknown at the moment is the individuals who carried out this fire. This act, at best, it may have been a discarded glass bottle, but there's possibly a deliberate act. Such an act shows complete contempt and disregard for our natural environment, our public resources, private property, and the health and well-being of our general public. The economic and environmental consequences of losing the forest would have been dire and longer lasting than just this current season, while a longer lasting environmental impact, such as dropping so much salt water on the White Plains, remain to be seen. I suppose as well, coming in the second part of the motion, to know from council what its own protocol and policy is regarding these fires. You know, given the proximity this fire was at the edge of Newcastle, and given that we have our own stated objective as being the outdoor capital of Ireland, I believe that there's an impetus on the council to have a clear strategy in dealing and responding to such incidents. I don't know, there's social media whenever there's extreme weather for wind or cold or whatever, so maybe if these weather incidents become more frequent, that perhaps there should be an education campaign to let the public know both when the fire hazard is high and also what to do on reporting or seeing concerns regarding that. And again, I suppose as well, the planning around it, well, what interagency conversations are going on and should be taking place in response. I mean, I think we have service level agreements with other agencies regarding our outdoor spaces, and this shouldn't absolve us from influencing how these outdoor spaces are managed as well. So thank you, Chair. Oh, sorry.
Chair, I was going to second there, but he took my phone out. Hang on.
Councillor Devlin's down to second.
No, he put on his and then I put on mine.
Alright, okay.
What are you going to do?
Are you going to?
I'm happy to second the chair, Sam. to be quite honest with you, us on the utility side of the mountains have put away quite lightly this year, so there has been some small fires, but in saying that, in around Tullymore and that, and the firemen that were involved and the Air Corps, they all need a lot of credit, because the fire service in particular, the amount of hours some of them firemen put in was colossal. It was absolutely colossal. And the community did rise to support them, and I'm absolutely delighted for that. But we did have a near miss, as my colleague here says. So I would like to, on behalf of the DUP, thank all the emergency services that were involved in dealing with these fires. Thanks.
Councillor Devlin.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm delighted to have the second, third support this motion. The very clear joint up and cross-border cooperation really does save lives on this occasion and many more, and I don't think that can be underestimated. The reaction from the local businesses, I know that Andy has already mentioned, have to be recognised and praised. Thank you to each and every single business who contributed refreshments to our local emergency services. This is greatly appreciated and recognised right across the north, and really does show complete true community spirit. But I want to pay tribute to the Moore Heritage Trust, who have worked tirelessly in tandem with the emergency services. Their contribution has been phenomenal, but quite often goes under the radar in terms of the work that they do. The knowledge and expertise that they have on this subject matter is outstanding and really does blow your mind whenever you hear the level of detail. And it is recognised right throughout Europe, where they've travelled around and advised people on how you deal with forest fires. Back in 2012, the Mourne Wildlife Group was established as a pilot here in the north, and there's been wildfire control workshops which involve multi-agencies, local farmers, the National Trust, and obviously the Mourne Heritage Trust. It involved controlled burns, that there's breaks in within the actual forest that removes fuel and minimises the risk of the spread of fires. They've also been heavily involved in the establishment of a wildfire training area up at Silent Valley, and all of this work really is invaluable and was totally demonstrated last week. So I know in terms of the summary, the wording of the motion that the Councillor McMurray has, there's mention of a summary report, and I suppose in that summary report I would love to see in the future further cooperation with the agency, but also involving and tapping into all of that knowledge that Mourne Heritage Trust has even further. I think that will be very useful, Chair. Thank you. But praise to Councillor McMurray for bringing this motion forward. It's a really good one.
Thank you, Councillor Devlin. Councillor Dawn.
Chair, Shimpin supports the motion and recognises the brilliant work done by all involved. Fantastic achievement, everybody. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Dawn. Councillor McCulloch.
Yeah, just to follow on everybody else's remarks, just thanks to Councillor McMurray for bringing forward the motion. It is a very good one, and I certainly support it after the recent fires in Drinahilly area of Tullymore. The credit certainly goes to the emergency services and agencies that did take part and were involved in fighting the blazes and making the area safe again for local residents. So our party will support the motion tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Sorry, Councillor McGree.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, obviously we had a fire that lasted several days on Slieve Gullion, and the Irish Army Air Corps was there, and they were very, very welcome in the area. I am very lucky to live beside Camlagh Lake, and I know the whole lake was bunged for days as we all went up to watch the whole operation of them lifting the water, so it was great entertainment apart from anything else. But the amount of work and effort that they had put in, and the helicopters were going from early morning to late at night. It was a colossal task, and Slieve Gullion is very, very important in terms of the ecology, and they were able to save that. So, again, on behalf of all of the Slieve Gullion councillors, we would like to thank them for what they did in South Armagh. Thank you.
Thank you. I have been in contact with the Air Corps and quite extensively with the fire service with regard to both fires. Visited the site of Gullion, although with a confined space around Tullymore, it felt that it was better not to go up to it. But they have, from terms of recognising, there's been not many fire service personnel, and indeed Mourne Heritage Trust were also involved in the Gullion fire as well, along with forest service staff as well. And the key thing that came from the discussions with the fire service was that multi-agency approach and the cooperation between all the agencies and their work, and we need to continue developing that, as Councillor Devlin has said. But to try to do something as a council in forms of a reception or something like that, they felt that
because of the wide spread area that the firefighters would come from, that would be impossible to do. So I know it's they've asked me to come down and meet with some of the fire cadets later in the year in Uri, and we'll look at seeing if there's anything in the down end that we need to do then as well. Okay, thank you very much. So that brings us to the conclusion. That's my fastest meeting so far. So, thank you very much.